This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. For more than 25 years, the Tamil rebels have been fighting for independence from the government of Sri Lanka. Today, the Sri Lankan army is continuing a major military assault to force the rebels to give up much of their territory. Roland Burke is covering the story for our partners, the BBC World Service, and he joins us from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Good morning, Roland, and describe the significance of this particular battle.
Well, what's been happening is that since a ceasefire broke down on the ground in 2006, since it failed, the government has really been going all out to try to defeat the Tamil Tigers, to crush them on the battlefield, and to end their fight for a separate state for the ethnic Tamil minority here in Sri Lanka. First, they evicted the Tigers from the east, and now they are pushing into territory that the Tigers control in the north. In the last few days, they've captured a place called Kilinochi. Now, Kilinochi is a place that the Tigers used really as their de facto capital, a place from where they administered territory under their control. And they had things like their own law courts, administrative offices, kind of health services, even their own bank. So the fact that that's now in government hands is a setback to their project to create a separate state.
So essentially their parallel government has been attacked, and that would certainly indicate that the Sri Lankan government is making inroads against the rebels.
Yes, they certainly are. They've taken a very large amount of territory from the Tigers, and the rebels, as well as civilians who are with them, some estimates say around 250,000, the government would dispute that, and I pushed into an area of jungle in the northeast of Sri Lanka that's about the size of the city of LA, that's really being attacked from a number of sides at the moment, and the government says it's sure that in the coming weeks it's going to capture that area from the Tamil Tigers too, completely clearing the rebels from the island in terms of them controlling territory.
Is it tough to assess, though, because the government is providing all of this information and there hasn't been a whole lot of independent verification of exactly how this battle is going and what areas have been claimed by the government and which ones the rebels have managed to maintain?
Yeah, so it's true that the government does control access by journalists into the areas where the fighting is taking place very closely, only offering really very rare guided tours up there. But certainly they have captured Kilinochi, this major town, this important symbolic target of their offensive. And certainly the Tigers are on the back foot. And in terms of territory, they've lost a very large amount of territory. I think that what's of concern to diplomats here is that whether this military victory on the ground can be translated into a political settlement, whether the government will perhaps win the war but lose the peace. And I think that's the concern here, that perhaps this war could be won in the sense that the government could take all the land from the Tigers, but that it could just turn into a guerrilla war and there could be more bombings in places like Colombo.
Roland, is there any particular reason why the government has moved so aggressively right now?
Well, they really got an electoral mandate to do that. People here really widely believe in the Sinhalese majority community that the only way to deal with the Tigers is to crush them by force.
Roland Burke, thank you so much. Roland Burke is a BBC correspondent reporting about the Sri Lanka situation with the Tamil rebels, and he was coming to us from Colombo, Sri Lanka.